It's about that time, buddy.
I'm ready, buddy.
Our lines are jammed up. Yeah. Folks are ready to roll. Everyone waits all week, anticipating 9 o'clock on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because you know what time it is?
It's time to get down, buddy.
Oh, it's for where they want it.
Yeah, 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 that too.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Here is how it works. If you're new to the show, Kimmy's got a post from one of the neighborhood apps. You folks have been sending her. We greatly appreciate it. She goes through it. She removes town names or street names and town references. But there are still clues.
Okay.
Nuances, little things that if you listen.
Ooh, listen to your nuance.
You can figure out which town, village, neighborhood from the greater Rochester area this post came from. And you're going to call us when you have an open phone line, 252-WCMF. And we're going to figure out where they whine. And Tommy, his cold streak continues. So we just get him out of the way first.
Tommy Dews, baby.
No wins in 2025 yet.
It's coming.
Did he have a win in 2024?
Yes.
Yeah,
I cleaned
think his
up.
Last one came.
Cleaned up.
No,
set records.
No.
Maybe last summer.
Bro,
or
we had TV crews in here and everything.
Okay. We'll just let him ramble.
Yep.
Kimmy?
Yep.
Is our post ready?
Uh-huh.
Let's do the damn thing.
I know this is going to piss the majority of you off.
Oh, damn, I got it.
But your local music scene is straight trash here in blank. I moved from Syracuse about 3 years ago, and bars host local bands there all the time. It's hard to find one that doesn't. Here, nah. Bars and restaurants.
Nah.
Bars and restaurants do a bad job advertising when they have live music. I'm a musician myself. I played in a few bands, and we used to get booked left and right in Cuse. Actually, I never had weekends free because there was so much demand for local live music. It didn't matter what time of year, either. We'd get booked in the dead of winter during a snowstorm. It is absolutely dead here in January. No life in any of these places. It gets a little better in the summer here, but still, it's nowhere near as lively a music scene in comparison to where I grew up. I can't find a single spot with a decent stage setup. Even when I do stumble upon it, it's usually just some kid with a guitar singing the same 1090s songs. Boring! Call me if you're looking to book some real talent this summer, and I can guarantee we'll bring in more business than you've had all year. People love live music. Why doesn't anyone here understand that?
All right, first off, great read, Kimmy.
Mm.
Great read. All right. Tommy, there's a lot here.
Oh, yeah.
What are you hearing?
Well, I'm hearing a smug-ass musician, number one.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to guess he's around 40-ish.
Oh.
He's not young, but he ain't too old.
Okay.
But he's kind of too old to still be in a band.
Okay.
And he's serious.
Okay.
Because he's talking about the music scene. And we know these guys. You and I know these dudes.
Whether or not we know them doesn't matter. Where they are posting from is what matters here.
Well, I know where they post them from, their poor-ass apartment.
Where?
Where do you think that is?
I'm asking you.
Parrington. This is a Parrington
smug
ass punk. We know two buddies that got busted ass apartments in Parrington.
What? Parrington? Well, okay, I see you looking at me, you bug eyed freak.
Playoffs? You want to talk playoffs? Yeah, Parrington.
It's Parrington, isn't it?
We got a buddy with a race car bed in Parrington. Busted ass.
That guy can't play no instrument.
And by the way,
guy can't play no instrument.
And he has opinions about music.
Everybody's got opinions about music.
No, he's got opinions that, like, are shockingly terrible.
All right, well, thank you for wasting everybody's time with Parrington.
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 This is a smug ass. You know this guy.
Yeah, he ain't in Parrington, man. All right, there's two ways to go down this, all right?
Right.
This could be someone who is commenting on the entire greater Rochester area.
Well, he kind of is. He's saying there's nothing here.
Okay, and the key is, it's not, Kimmy, where he's talking about. It's where the post is coming from.
Right, Parrington.
So the question is, where would a musician, whoever you see this man or woman in their head as being, whether it's young, old, whatever, where would they be living?
So where would their set apartment be? Because it's an apartment. And it's one of them little apartments.
No, not necessarily.
Oh, no, it's right there.
If he's got the gear to play, he probably
Bro,
has a full-time job.
Ass.
No, I'm sorry. You don't understand how expensive it is to buy that gear to go play out.
He keeps that stuff in his buddy's warehouse back in Syracuse.
All right. I think it's West Side, because this has a lot of you think you're better than me in it.
Yeah, but he's from Syracuse.
I understand, but he felt comfortable around the other what do you think you're better than me.
Okay.
There is a capital of cover bands. The capital of cover bands in the greater Rochester area is a town of Greece.
So you're taking Greece?
Without question. I've never been more confident in my life of where a post has come from. Fun fact, every third house in Greece, there's a dude that plays in a cover band.
Okay.
And they all go down by the lake. They all go down by the Pan. All the bars off of Ridge Road. Outdoor music. Some of them starting to play country now.
Right.
They went the whole Kid Rock route.
By the way, a Pineapple Jack.
Save. That's in Gates, you idiot.
It is?
Yeah.
Are we going to the wrong one?
They wind it in Greece.
Of course, you take the biggest town.
Again, you could have taken it. It has nothing to do with size. It's about feel.
Such a chalk bet.
As women have always told me.
Petty chalks. But
okay. That's not about size. It's how it feels.
Yeah.
It's a joke. Thanks for stepping on
They're
my
still
penis.
Waiting to feel it.
Shut up. Step on each other's penis jokes. We're stepping on each other's penises. 252 WCMF. 252-9263. One rule only.
What's that?
You get to pick one town.
Right.
If you are on hold and you hear someone else say the town you were going to pick, you got two options. Hang up the phone, try again next week, or pick a different town.
Okay, all right.
If we pick up the phone and we hear, well, it's good to say, run away, you have been disqualified. The commissioner has all final say, and Barber will be going last thanks to the rule you guys voted in.
Oh, he was last week's winner. Okay.
Yep, he is last week's winner. All right, 252 WCMF. Let's start with Jay. Jay, where are they whining, buddy?
Fairport. Tommy, you're stupid.
I think you're
Which one's the pick?
All right, Jay, why Fairport?
So it's the only place that anybody who's coming here from outside would go to if they're in a music scene. Because you've got all those bars right in the middle of downtown Fairport.
All right,
that seem like they'd be local band bars.
All right,
but
I feel
they
like
never are.
All right, there's two things I think you've made a mistake.
What's
here,
that?
Right? One, this isn't about where they're living. This could be
not
a discussion
where they're performing.
About anything. And two, I would argue that if there is a music scene that is vibrant every single night, it would be the Village of Fairport.
And this dude cannot afford anything in Fairport.
There are plenty of guys who live in Fairport that play in bands.
Yeah, they're living at the Pines.
Jay, I feel like you got tricked. I feel like Kimmy knew what this was, and you got tricked, and you fell into Kimmy's
trap.
This
ain't no Fairport.
Jay has nothing to say, because he's
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just going with Fairport today.
All right, Jay's a sucker. We got you for
yeah,
Fairport.
I'm in a local band. I got a $400,000 house.
Jay, thanks for the call. Well, they do have government-subsidized porches.
And that's where he's going to be performing.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Cody. Cody, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to say they're whining in East Rochester.
Y-E-R.
So, Duffy, I think there's a major flaw with your point on the west side. I don't think it could be west side whatsoever.
I'm never to think like that, Cody.
West side has a very large music scene. However, the west side music scene is actually decently talented for the most part, especially out in the smaller towns.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of go all over the place. So, I don't think it could be west side at all because they wouldn't be complaining about bad music on the west side. If you want bad music, definitely an east side thing. And I also like to bounce off the point that they're from Syracuse. So, you know, they want to be a little closer to family. East side just makes sense.
Yeah, that 20 minutes really makes a difference. Cody, are you a musician?
I am not.
Okay. All right. You're not
He's
good.
A know-it-all.
He's not good at picking either. How about that?
No.
Cody, we got you for ER. Thanks for the call, buddy. Do any musicians live in East Rochester?
No, they can't afford it.
Maybe
bro.
All the harmonica players back in the 50s.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's a very harmonica-looking town. Am I wrong?
No, it's got a little bluesy look to it.
Piano works?
Yeah, oh yeah.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Marty. Marty, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go Gates.
Why Gates?
Well, you got all those local bars down there, and I do think that he would be living on the west side, so I'm going to go Gates.
Okay. So I feel like, again, we're getting trapped in this where the scene would be. And I also find it interesting. Marty, thanks for the call. I appreciate
it. That's what makes my pick so genius.
No, but if he was actually busted, you should have went into the city.
I don't see him going.
You don't think musicians live in the city of Rochester?
No.
Like you mean,
I mean, I.
Yeah, you mean like where Eastman is or all the clubs?
Those are like legit, like, musicians,
those legit,
artists.
Those legit.
Not cover band boneheads.
Cover band boneheads.
We're Summer Bong, man. Check us out.
As opposed to Winterbong?
Winterbong broke up, man.
Get the hell out of here.
No, they couldn't keep it together.
That's cold.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Armand. Armand, where are they whining, buddy?
You know.
You ain't gonna get this one, Armand. You ain't got a shot.
Tommy, be quiet.
Get him.
Your picks suck.
Yeah.
I'm going South Wedge. The only reason I'm going South Wedge because they're from the city of Syracuse. And if he's busted, you know, you got to live in the city to be busted.
Who said he was busted?
Oh, man.
You said he was busted.
He busted South Wedge.
All right, I don't think you...
Busted in the Wedge. I think it was his opening tune.
Armand, I don't think you could be busted in the Wedge anymore, man. The housing prices in the Wedge have gone way up.
The hipster drove everything up.
Yeah, but everybody got roommates. He's a 40-year-old with a roommate trying to, you know, make a couple dollars and play at a couple bars.
No, Armand, I think you heard it wrong, man. I hear a guy that used to be young and cool, and he ain't young and cool anymore, and that's just old man Raven. I'm telling you, this guy's got a good job somewhere. He just wants to go and be a star.
You don't think he's busted?
I don't think
Is
he's busted.
Tommy Moulet? Is that Tommy Moulet?
No, I said I didn't think he was busted.
Oh. I got another thing, too. I got a complaint. I don't think anybody should call until Duffy says, hey, it's your chance to get in, because I tried to call 15 minutes ago and had to call 100,000 times.
Yeah, definitely. Tell you what, hey, tell you what.
100,000 times.
Yeah, you got to write it down and send it to us through the mail, and then we'll look at it. Shut up, Armand.
Nah, I ain't got time
Shut
for
up
that.
And play the game. I ain't got time, but I got time to complain right now.
While he's here.
Go do something productive, Armand. Thanks for the call.
What's his pick with the Wedge?
South Wedge. Right. Terrible pick.
No, it's no good.
You guys, in everybody's defense, you've been calling every pick terrible.
But they've been sucking today.
Quit sucking so hard. It's like Tommy's mom showed up to play Where They Whinin'.
Yeah, I know what it sounds like. I don't.
Well, you couldn't hear it through the wall?
They could hear it down the hall.
252-WCMF. We'll take one more before we get a reread for the folks just joining us. Let's talk to Jeremy. Jeremy, Where They Whinin', bud?
When did Kristen Dan move to Brockport?
That's why you got to hurt a kid.
You got to hurt a good
kid. The kid that gets struggling, and this is what you do to people.
Come on, Jeremy.
You punch down now? Yeah. That make you a big shot?
I mean, have you heard the podcast? You have to punch way down.
And in the defense of Jeremy, I don't think there is anybody he could punch down on.
Poor kid, man.
I meant Jeremy.
Shut up, poor kid. You're the guy who made fun of him and made him quit, stupid.
Yeah, you did do that.
I didn't make him quit.
No, you went on vacation and then went on the phone like a coward-ass bitch.
Yeah.
Jeremy,
yeah,
you
can't call anybody mean in this room.
Jeremy, we're far too deep in the weeds. Where they whining, buddy?
All right. I said Brockport.
Oh, you said he Brockport. I missed it. Okay, why Brockport?
Yeah. Because when I lived in Brockport, there was like 300,000 musicians busted looking for somewhere to play. I mean... it's just that whole town just smells like weed and disappointment. It sucks, man. That's my pick. I hate this goddamn game.
All right, well, Jeremy, can I ask you a question? Because you are someone who at one point was deep in the music scene. You still go to shows and stuff, right?
Yeah, I do, yep.
All right, would you agree with this post that the music scene in Rochester has become disappointing?
No, I think probably this guy stinks because he lives in Brockport. He's not that good and can't find a gig anywhere.
All right, Jeremy.
That's what I think.
No
There's
good stages.
Of good music in this town. Just not any Diggler's Bridge or whatever crap that
for
is.
God's sake!
Did he owe you money?
Jeremy! Deep cuts.
God, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. Man, everyone that's been listening for 20 years really enjoyed that phone call. All right, 252-WCMF. Kimmy, can we get a reread for the folks that are just joining
us? Sure can. I know this is going to piss the majority of you off, but your local music scene is straight trash here in blank. I moved from Syracuse about 3 years ago, and bars host local bands there all the time. It's hard to find one that doesn't. Here? Nah. Bars and restaurants do a bad job advertising when they have live music. I'm a musician myself. I played in a few bands, and we used to get booked left and right in Cuse. Actually, I never had I never had weekends free because there was so much demand for local live music. It didn't matter what time of year either. We'd get booked in the dead of winter during a snowstorm. It is absolutely dead here in January. No life in any of these places. It gets a little better in the summer here, but still nowhere near as lively a music scene in comparison to where I grew up. I can't find a single spot with a decent stage setup. Even when I do stumble upon it, it's usually some kid with a guitar singing the same 1090 songs. Boring! Call me if you're looking to book some real talent this summer, and I can guarantee we'll bring in more business than you've had all year. People love live music. Why doesn't anyone here understand that?
Kimmy, best actor in the room.
Yes.
Boring.
Well, that's how they ring. Very stretched out.
Tommy is in Perrington. I'm in the town of Greece. Jay is out in Fairport. Cody is in East Rochester. Marty is in Gates. Armand went with the South Wedge. Jeremy is out in Brockport. Had a lot of mean things to say about a lot of people.
Yeah.
Very mean today. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, where are they whining?
I'm going to go with Irondequoit.
Why Irondequoit?
Irondequoit, because I was going to say, now I have to go with Irondequoit.
He literally did the thing that we said, we'll
get
you disqualified.
Yeah, but he didn't say what
no,
you
I
need
said,
to say, so
I did,
still counts.
But I did say, if you're going to say, you've been disqualified.
He's just kind of repeating the rules, I guess.
Okay, All right, Mark, we got you for Irondequoit, buddy. Thanks for the
call. Not a bad pick.
You like that one?
I mean, there's a lot of...
Out of all the ones you've crushed, why did you like Irondequoit?
Because he thinks it's busted.
No, I want to know.
Busted, but you also have the House of Guitars. That. Which I think he may have saw that and wanted to be close to that.
You think that people are moving from
there
Syracuse?
As a musician. Because it's world famous. That store is known around the world.
Yeah, I understand that every band stops.
Do you understand?
Oh, my God. 252 WCMF.
I don't think you do.
Let's talk to...
You buy your goddamn guitars at Target on sale.
What?
I don't know.
Tell me you didn't buy Target guitar.
No, actually, I'm not happy with myself, but the one I bought for your musical that we wrote, no big deal. I bought it at Guitar Center because it was on super sale.
Oh.
But I didn't care about the performance, so.
Yeah. Nobody did.
252 WCMF. Ben, where they whining, buddy?
Ben.
I am going to go with Park Ave because this guy sounds like he has a job, but he still wants to be in the city, and he still wants to be a musician.
All right, so here's why you suck. Like, here's why that sucks. Park Ave has never...
Please tell me why my pick sucks, Pat, just like everybody else.
I'm trying to, and you're yelling
at me. I'm tired of you freaking bitching at everybody's pick. Shut up and let people pick their pick.
Oh, well, here's the thing. Counterpoint. Your pick sucks.
Somebody just got out of divorce court.
No, I didn't.
Okay, great. Ben, Park Ave was never
I'll see you guys later.
Oh, Ben's getting out.
Ben,
oh,
so done with your ass.
Yeah.
He is done with your ass.
He's triggered.
You guys having fun? Well, let me ruin all of it. Shut up, Ben. God.
Oh, my God. I feel like Ben, Ben, if you need some help.
Talk to Kimmy.
Don't talk to us.
No, Kimmy's in.
I think Jeremy's available on Thursdays.
Oh, for God's sake. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Pete. Pete, where are they whining, buddy?
Oh, my God. Tommy, how do your picks consistently get worse every week?
It's
where
a talent. Where
are you going to get next week? Waterloo?
Ooh, I had Waterloo.
Oh, no, take that.
All right, anyways, I'm going to go Brighton.
Why Brighton?
Because I think it's close enough to the city where you're going to get some of the city gigs, but a lot of these other towns that are getting guests, other than a couple, there really isn't any bars.
But you think this guy can afford to live in Brighton?
Brighton is not much more money than Park Ave or anywhere else, buddy.
Good point, buddy.
Those big-ass houses in Brighton?
Yeah, but Brighton goes everywhere. Brighton, fun fact, Brighton touches every town that has ever existed in the history of the world.
I did not know that.
How they carved out Brighton, it's
really wedged in there.
Blows my mind. All right, look, so you're going with Brighton. Every town has bars to play in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of the towns that people have guessed, the bars aren't big enough to draw much of a crowd anyways.
Who's drawing a crowd with your busted-ass guitar songs, man? Nobody knows these people.
Who's going to Perrington to watch a band?
People in Perrington?
No, people in Perrington leave
There's
Perrington.
There's no bars in Perrington.
But you don't have any bars?
Even the guy you talked
Is that a dry
about,
town?
Even the guy you talked about doesn't drink in that town. Tommy, you were thinking. Pete, we got you for Brighton. Thanks for the call. 252 WCMF. All right, we got to wrap it up with our new rule. He won last week.
All right.
Therefore, he moves to the back, much like the NFL draft, trying to do it for a second time in a row from the backside. Barber, where are they whining, buddy?
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. I ate his leg so good.
Shut up, Barber. Give us a tout.
I'm going to go with,
You've been sitting here for 20 minutes, you dumbass!
Well, he's thinking about a song.
No, but my tasty choice one disappeared. But I'm going to go with Webster.
Why Webster?
Even though there is one good place in Webster, Buncey's, but the coach burned down and all that. So, I don't know. You can go frog gigging in Webster.
Barber.
Today's been a weird day.
Thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Barber. Everybody sucks.
Yeah.
Everybody sucks.
A little on edge today. I don't know why.
I don't know. Maybe do people look at their 401ks freaking the hell out?
Oh,
I can't even afford the $5 cover to go watch this guy play out in Fairport. All right. Tommy is in Perryton.
Number one, baby.
I am in Greece. Jay is in Fairport. Cody is in East Rochester. Marty is in Gates. Armand went with the South Wedge. Jeremy's out in Brockport. What do you say? The whole town smells and everyone sucks.
Yes.
Mark is in Irondequoit. Ben is on Park Ave.
And he's done with you.
He flipped out, man.
No, he's done with the show.
I'm done with the show. I'm gonna call and tell you I'm done with the show.
That's it.
That's over. Pete is in Brighton, and Barber is in Webster after a dynamite three dog night.
Mm.
Are we ready?
I am ready.
Let's get this over with.
Crown me. Give me my crown. She looks too happy.
Victor!
Like cheery.
It's Ben. If it's Ben, I'm never playing this game again.
She's too cheery.
I will never play this game again.
Watch Mr. Walkaway win.
Mr. Walkaway?
I'm done with you.
Oh, I'm done. Well, it sucks because he can't call back again.
We did have a winner.
Oh, we got a winner.
This winner was, you know, one of the angry ones.
No.
Because they whining in the land of weed and disappointment.
No kidding.
No.
They won it in Brockport.
Damn, Jeremy.
The Suicide King.
He.
What? Bro, every time that guy calls, I'm going to go find a rope.
He called it, man.
He did.
He was very mean.
Amongst other things.
He's cruel.
He uses anger as a fuel in a game that he despises more than anything in the world.
Yeah.
And he won.
And I think this is his first win.
Wow.
I don't think he's on the board.
Okay. Congrats.
I think we got to give it to Christian Dan instead. Because that's all he picked on him the whole time.
He did. He hurt that poor boy. That poor boy's feelings.
Yeah.
All right.
Just like you did when I was on vacation.
I had nothing to do with any of this. I had been at this job for 3 weeks, and you ruined everything.
The dark cloud Jeremy wins.
Jeremy, congratulations.
He's not even going to enjoy it, man. That's the best part.
I don't know.
He might
enjoy it. He doesn't enjoy it. I've never been cheered up
maybe
by one of his
this.
Phone calls.
Maybe he needed this.
Yeah, maybe it just changed his whole personality. Yeah. Guys, it's Jeremy.
Yeah, his whole call is like crystal meth.
Don't you want crystal meth again after you have it?
Yeah, you do. So, you know, but it doesn't make you feel good.
Okay. Jeremy, congratulations.
The dark dream.
All right, I want to remind you, we don't do these stories to scare you.
Okay.
But knowledge is power. And all maybe right. Somebody finds out something today that helps them out.
Power my ass.
Because every once in a while, you get these tests you can do to make sure that you're not unhealthy to the point where you need to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And scientists believe this is one of those tests that can indicate if you are going to die soon.
All right.
You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A recent study.
What a study.
Has revealed the number of times you should be able to swallow in 30 seconds.
Oh, your mom's going to live forever. What was going to go to 1,000?
Stop doing that noise. Stop the noise. Stop it.
You're going to wear yourself out for like the next 2 days.
She won't.
You're not helping. Shut up.
What am I swallowing?
You're just swallowing.
Like, just swallowing anything. Does it have to be liquid or
no,
just
straight up swallowing.
All right.
Dysphagia is the medical term, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, for trouble swallowing. And it can be a red flag for diseases like lung cancer, head, neck cancer, stroke, or dementia.
Oh.
Symptoms include difficulty swallowing, drooling, problem chewing, weight loss.
If you're drooling, you got problems.
You drool all the time.
I
watch you wipe your face at least once a show.
That's once a show. That's not that much.
And I'm assuming.
There's another show in town where it's nothing but drool.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So they analyzed these scientists, the data of a bunch of adults, 20 to 90, and they came up with a benchmark test.
All right.
So in 30 seconds, your age, you should be able to swallow 7 times.
Okay, that's based on my age?
Yes, all right. So I'm going to run through the age bracket so you folks can do it with us. Are you ready?
All right.
If you're 20 to 39, you need 8.5 swallows. 40 to 50, 8 swallows. 50 to 60, 7 swallows. 60, it's 6.7. We're going to round up to you for 7 swallows. Right. 76 swallows, 80s, 4.3 swallows.
All right.
I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock.
All right.
How many? We're all doing this?
You don't want to?
Why don't you want to swallow?
I did not go there. That was him.
No, it's
when you write the
HR. I'm not trying to be vulgar.
I'll sit back and let you guys do it.
Oh. I already did it. I'm safe. I did it this morning. All right, Tommy.
Which one to know?
You need to get 7.
Not really.
You need to get 7 swallows.
All right, I'm ready.
Are we ready?
Right.
Here we go.
Right.
And go.
Oh.
No, let's not stop.
Now
nope.
you're making sound effects.
Okay. Ow. He's afraid.
Don't take any noise.
He's afraid he can't do it. That's why he's
making I can do it. Ready?
All right, ready? Go. One. Two.
He's not actually doing it.
That's not swallowing you.
Yes, it is swallowing.
You're making a noise.
Well, how do you? All right, wise guy, make a swallow noise.
Make a noise.
That's what a swallow
doesn't
sounds
make
like
a noise.
Yeah. Well, then I can lie.
You are lying.
Yes. Like, I thought you would want to know this for your own health. Are you afraid that you can't swallow seven times?
I can swallow. I've been swallowing my whole life.
Yeah, I know. It's how he got those headlining gigs. So they called him on the road. Tommy swallows. And it had nothing to do with the birds. Oh, we're going to do it again?
I don't know.
Here we go. Hey, go. It's one.
No, that was like four.
That was not four swallows, man. You ain't swallowing nothing. You ain't swallowing. You can't swallow.
I was thinking, though, does this count like chewing food and swallowing? Because I'm thinking if you're eating a meal, you're most likely chewing and swallowing quite a few times in 30 seconds.
I was thinking of fluid, like drinking a glass of water.
Or, yeah, or drinking
like water. Can you take like seven
gulps.
Sips of water?
Yeah.
And so, and
I assumed it was just a dry swallow, but maybe it has something to do. By the way, there are people like waiting for the 30 seconds here to see if they're going to die, and you keep ruining it.
Bro. Sorry.
All right, we're going to try one more time.
All right, ready?
All right, ready? Go. You're not swallowing.
Yes, I am.
You're such an idiot. All right, we're 5 seconds in. You've got one swallow.
So I'm going to die.
Yeah, we could all hope you're going to die. 10 seconds in on your swallowing, if you're swallowing. We'll just sit and wait. Medical test. All right. Well, that is the least sexual sound. Like, I'm never going to get a boner again.
Are you supposed to be?
Wait.
5 seconds left.
Did you think it's a noise that I could make that would give you a boner?
What? And time. Silence.
A silent boner?
Silent boner. One of the worst Val Kilmer movies of all time. Him and Steven Seagal.
Are they saying?
Quite a swallower.
Are they saying you're supposed to be swallowing that many times?
No, this is just a test.
If you actively try
to? No, this is a test while you're trying to do it.
So if you're a good swallower, you go long.
Yes.
But now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like I'm swallowing more.
Okay. I didn't say
that. Oh, yeah. You already said.
I didn't say that.
You already said.
It's just something that your body just does. Like, I feel like thinking about it ruins it. It ruins your rhythm.
Hmm.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Why?
Well, you know why. You did this. You did all of this.
I did none
of
it.
You ruined the scientific experiment. You said what you said. You made bad mom jokes. All I'm trying to do is help people live longer.
Yes, through swallowing.